Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Harshman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Joe Altobelli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Score. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Herb Score. And now, play ball. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Fox reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. There goes Fox. The throw from Hegan and Fox is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy juggles the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Woodling moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland takes first base on ball four. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Strickland moves to second. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli strikes out. Two outs. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Avila moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Avila moves to third. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosen. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Rosen steals second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Avila. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Heaton and he is safe. Fox steals second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso strikes out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. There goes Niemann trying to get to home. Smith throws the ball into Heaton, who tags Niemann, who came all the way from first, for the out. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Heaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heaton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Altobelli hits a line drive off the glove of Kennedy, and into shallow left field. Altobelli reaches second base with a double. Strickland moves to third. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0 for 1 in the game. Score strikes out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Woodling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kennedy moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0 for 1 in the game. Harshman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to third for the out. Harshman moves to second. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen is hit by the pitch. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Niemann moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Altobelli strikes out. Two outs. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0-for-2 in the game. Score hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harshman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Busby moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith is hit by the pitch. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. George Kell now playing third base. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harshman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Score fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Harshman moves to second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Altobelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Hank Foyles pinch hits for Joe Altobelli. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner pinch hits for Herb Score. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.